Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing need you to fall on me, Jesus.
Fall on me.
Anointing. Would you fall on me, Lord?
Fall on me.
Let the power, let the power, let the power of the Holy Ghost
flow.
Lift your hands and say, fall on me, fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing, anointing, anointing.
Anointing.
Would you fall on me, Jesus? Fall.
Fall
devil.
On me.
Let the power.
Let the power
of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing.
Fall.
Say this one more time. If you want double for everything you've gone through, just say anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall on me.
I can't make without you, anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus? Fall. Come on. Now say, let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Getting God's attention.
to realize that, that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. The anointing, the presence of God comes in. We often ask as we consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us in this word. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear.
You know, we come by faith. We come by leaning on the Lord. We really believe that the Holy Spirit is a place to be in the, anyone, not just because we, well, you know, folks get this twisted a little bit, not just because only in the pool a bit, but God should reside in every one of us. God should always be, you know, I've been tasked with a few things. I want to put some on the table right quick, you know, Reverend. Yeah. If God permit, you know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for everything he had done. And, you know, this is the day that we truly, God had made. You know, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit because, you know, a lot of folks that Jews do on Sundays, you know, they call it sin when they're using it. You know, they know how to praise him. They know how to holler in the mic. They know how to sing.
Yeah.
But when adversities and trials come up, you know, somewhere the Holy Spirit go out the window, you know. They lean to their own understanding, you know. I thank God for the Spirit, man, that he did it with Isaiah 56 today, you know. I just want to look at something, you know. You know, it's two different people God dealt with at this time. It was the foreigner and the eunuch. The foreigner and the eunuch. You know, I want to look at that. If it's God permit, you know, I'm going to say this old statement again, that this might be a series, you know, if you don't mind. You know, I really believe, I promise you, man, we never do enough to the scripture. We bounce all over the place trying to make it so everybody come on and say, well, this is new, you know. But sometimes, and when you've been in the ministry, and especially, watch this, Reverend, and Pastor Rowe, you want to go into the meat of the lesson to make sure people understand, and when they leave, then they say, "Didn't our heart burn within?" You know, by the way that he was, the scripture was opened up to him. Rep.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for the, you know, how he allowed us to, when we come and we convey his word, we can break it down to the point, not changing what the word means, but making it so the people can understand. But I do love this.
Yes,
here. I don't like Simon said, you know. I don't want nobody to say Eric said, you know. So I want to take you to the word, you know. Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. You have anything, Reverend?
I'm not clear. But sir, you good. Praise God.
I don't understand. What'd you say, bro?
I said, you good? Rip? Yes, sir.
You good?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Just coming. But watch this, Reverend. When I think about the Spirit of the Lord, when I think about how he resides, you know, I think about the preached word, even on yesterday, how God bless you to convey the word, you know. You know, we always judge. You know, you sometimes you think you're on the dome show. You know, I don't know if you remember that, the dome show. You know, they get you there. You know, you do all these little, if they don't like how you sing in, or they don't like you, they don't know how you dance, or they don't get off the stage, you know. But I'm so glad the Holy Spirit is dwelling with. That's one of the things I want to deal with, this eunuch and the foreigner. Just want to deal with it. Yeah. Remember, can you pray for us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in heaven, Father, we come thanking you, Lord, this day, this moment, this hour that you've given us. Father, we never want to take you for granted, Father, but we come in the humblest way that we know how. First, Father, asking that you would forgive us for all sins known, things we know not of, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we come before you as empty pitchers, asking you, Father, to fill us up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We consecrate our minds, separate us, Father, from any evil, any hindering thought that would block us from receiving what you have for us in your word, that you give us this day our daily bread. Father God, we ask sincerely that you clear our minds and even our understanding, that we may receive and it be seed planted in some heart, Father, renewed, Father God, I'm renewed in the name of Jesus, I'm renewing in the name of Jesus, and bless us as we bless or bless to understand and receiving of your word. In other words, Father God, give us clarity in the scriptures in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, before we ask that you go before us, Father God, that your word may have a free course. In Jesus' name we pray, bless the message, the messenger, and all those that will come praying and expecting for you to make things how you would have them to be, decent and in order. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, we thank you for it all. Amen. Thank you.
Beautiful. I thank God always, brother. I thank him for his spirit, man. I thank him for how, we're living in a time, man. People will talk about the service, as I grow in Christ, I kind of see some things a little different way, Reverend, for myself. I can't speak for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think too many times that we the one who think we increasing, I think we the one thing, we the increase of everything. We get four scriptures, maybe one, maybe ten, And with the scripture that the man had the water, I knew the man was Paul and Apollo was he was referring to. And then he said one man planted the seed and another man added the water, but God does the increase.
Yes, sir.
We can't move.
Yes,
I don't care how much I don't care how much we wanna move without God, I'm telling you, it won't even work. It won't work. It has to have God in it. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
so
right.
When we move, that's why he always tells us about one of our favorite scriptures that we often try to, we put it toward anybody to do teaching and preaching. You know what I'm trying to say? That this has to be in your book. This you have to go to this book sometime, and you have to read it sometime.
Yeah.
And when you read this passage, it said, "My brethren." That's what he said. Be not many masters. Know that we shall see the greater condemnation.
Great.
That is James 3:1. A lot of folks, they get up there and they sound pretty good. They charismatic. Some of them are. And someone gets you to run out of the church hollering, and then you leave in the same condition you came in with. You just had a good time. But Jesus was... deal with Isaiah, and I want to deal with that because we live in a time that we God do something, and only God can make amends on things. Help me, Holy Spirit. Only God can repent by salvation. But I'm gonna tell you something. I want to be caught on the other side of the truth. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to be on that side that I don't know the Lord. I won't be playing with God. Talking about and say, I still got a little time. I won't be playing with God. We ain't trying to tell you can just live any kind of way. We're not saying that. But I want you to know, be aware of how you judge people. Be aware of how you look at other people worship. Be aware of how you looking at other people serve God. Make sure that when you're doing this, that you're doing what God said. Watch this, Reverend. We're going to get into the lesson. You still there?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Thus said, I'm in verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment. That's what he said. I'm still there? Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. So I don't get out too much, but I want to tell you this here. That's what it's about. It is about judgment, and the judgment at the end of the day will be from his son. He's sitting right now. In the book we're prepping, he judges out of be the book of life. That's what we're working for, to be judged out of the book of life. But let me make sure I make this plain, that he's the one gonna have the final judgment. Brother Dog asked him one time about the Hebrew writer, after death becomes what? Judgment. So we know it's gonna happen. But then there's two books that he's going to open up at this time. And preferably, that we in the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Preferably, that when he looks at us, we at the book of life. I'm going to read, y'all. You think I ain't. But preferably, that we in that book, that when he open up and he tells us which one we in. And preferably, we not in the one that he put us in the lake of fire. That stuff is true. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That book that you believe is not true, you keep hanging around. And one day, you won't get to see that day. You're going to say, well, they told me. You know what I'm talking about? But it's going to be too late if you haven't changed your worship. It's going to be too late if you haven't changed your way of thinking and try to consider your ways with the Lord. I'm not saying you're going to live perfect. Trust me, I'm not saying that. But I am saying this here. Consider that. Hey, quit being that farewell Christian. Man, it's all right to say no. It's all right to say yes. But it's always, always about to say, not my will, but God will, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You need to remind yourself that you didn't do it on your own. You need to remind yourself it is the Lord. You know, even for the best of us, we say. You know, Reverend, we say, Reverend, when I get to this thing, and when I get to you, you'll understand me real clearly. Let me make sure I run through a little faster. Thus says the Lord. That's what it says, Lord Cap. That means God is speaking. Jehovah's in the midst. He said, keep your judgment and do justice. My for my salvation is near to come. And my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man, Holy Spirit, that do this. And the Son of Man that lay hold on it. Now it's we got to do with Psalm 1 in a minute, y'all. But look what he said, that he keep the Sabbath for polluting it and keeping his hand from doing any evil. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Neither let the Son of Man, look what it said, the son of a stranger, and he that joined himself to the Lord, speak saying from his people, he said, neither let the eunuch, here we go, y'all, saying, behold, I am a dry tree.
Yeah.
Oh, get in the house, man. I don't know with this, but Ram, I feel the Holy Spirit coming to me right now. He said, for thus saith the Lord unto the eunuch, that keep my Sabbath, help me, Holy Spirit, and choose things that please me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, and take hold of my covering, even unto them will I give my house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Within my walls a place in a name better than what? The son of dollars. I'm in the book, y'all.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm in the book now. I'm gonna give you something about the little history about the unit. We in the book. He said, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place, a name better than the sons, the plural, and the daughters, that's plural. I will give them the everlasting name that shall not be cut off, Reverend. He said, also, Reverend, the son of the stranger that joined himself to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, and to be what? His servant. To be his servant. Everyone that keeps the Sabbath from the pollution in it. Now, this is going to be trippy. Yeah, but we're going to unpack this thing. He said, take hold of my covering. Even then will I bring to my holy mountain, help me, Holy Spirit, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. I'm in the book, but let me do that for He said, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. He said, they burn offering and they sacrifice your what? Be acceptable up on my altar. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
For my house. Hey, for my house to be called the house of prayer. For all. Not it ain't going to be the house of what? Hookers? It ain't going to be a house of liars? It ain't going to be the house of everybody? You know, we won't throw this other thing, guy. Homosexual. But what he talking about, you want sitting up there shacking. He talking about all people come to church and look at somebody else seeing and think they all right. My. He's talking to all mankind when he do this. Don't separate my sin from yours, because he going to judge them all the same, my brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
You can't look at Reverend Hen and say, Reverend Hen, you're a whore mugger. And then you sit up there, you're a liar. The Bible says a liar can't tarry in my sight. I'm going to get into somewhere in the middle.
That's right.
He said it. Let me do this. Even then will I bring to my holy mountain. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and make them joy in my house. I need a song in a minute, Reverend. We are standing on holy ground. He said, the house of prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He said, they're burning offering, Doc. He said, and sacrifice shall be accepted upon my altar from my house.
Yes, sir.
Look what he said. Should be called the house of prayer. I'm in the book, y'all.
Come on now.
He said the house of prayer, but not just Eric, not just Reverend Henry, not just Brother D, not just this couple of people might be coming on sometime. He said all people. He didn't say to the Caucasian. He didn't only say to them.
Right.
He didn't say to the as they call y'all now, the African Americans. He didn't say that to the Asians. He said all people, Reverend. Look what he said.
That's right.
The Lord. Oh man, let me back this thing. The Lord God would gather the outcasts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of Israel, and said, yet will I gather others to him, what? Beside those that are gathered unto me. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. I want to tell you something. We living in a time that salvation is so close. Salvation is really close, my brothers and sisters. And if you walk around here trying to judge people, worship. If you walk around here trying to judge people, walk with God, we better watch it one day, because one day God going to look at you. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, there's some things that we know we got to take off. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's some things, if the truth be told, we have to take it on. But we still have it on. And God sees that, because you ain't giving his full worship. Some people think worship is only just waving their hands. Some people think only worship is just coming in God's house and hollering and sweating. We just read in the Word. When you look at Sabbath, people look at Sabbath as a day of rest. But God ain't just talking about rest. He talking about keeping the Sabbath holy. He wants us to live holy. He wants us to walk this earth. Quit being evil. Quit being, let your good be spoken of evil. I know they're going to talk about you. I know they're going to scorn you. They're going to misuse you. But let me back up a little bit. Jesus told him he's going to be the judge, Reverend. God going to be the judge at this time. And he told him when he come, Isaiah said, he told him to kind of remember his righteousness, Reverend. Remember the things he done. Because we heard about Abraham. God trying his faith up to, because of his righteousness. He turned to faith because of what he did, how he believed in God, how he trusted in God. Any man could take his son up to a mountain and trust God, and told the guys, said, we'll be back. Remember, that's what he told them, Remember? And they went all up to the mountain, him and his son, help me, Holy Spirit, and taking them up there to offer them up, because the Lord told him to offer them up, and he kept on going up there. They got the sticks, they got all the preparation to build a fire, and the son asked, who going to be, where the lamb is? Reverend, he said, where the lamb is? And then what he told him, God will provide, help me, Holy Spirit. And Reverend, I'm telling you, God will provide. So he laid him up there. And soon as he up there, can't you imagine the young lad laying up there, and he finna slay him with his knife, and God stopped him. Stopped him.
Yes.
Stopped him.
Yeah.
And told him. He said, oh, hold up. he followed God all the way. See, he give a lot of us an assignment, and we don't stay to it because we want to please people. Help me, Holy Spirit. We want to make friends. We want to put God on the back burner when we don't need him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, you never know you need God to eat all he have. All you have left is to call on God. But I'm going to tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, the better thing to search for is God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So the reason why you hear this, when you hear about, I'm going to deal with this eunuch for a minute. The reason why you hear the eunuch, right? See, the eunuch, at that time, Reverend, they were the ones that some of them was castrated. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. They've been demasculized. You know, they cut off the private part. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Some was made. We're going to get this later on. I know it's going to be a series. Hey, Reverend, some of them was made to be a eunuch. You know, some of them were, they lived celibate. They didn't have sex, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They made
mm-hmm.
themselves. And Reverend, look at here. And some were born as a eunuch. Didn't have a private part. That's why these people so messed up now. With the, they know they're a girl or a boy. Help me, Holy Spirit. But
mm-hmm.
the Bible
mm-hmm.
is true. Hey, God created
yes,
one male and female. I know I'm right about it.
Yes, sir.
He
yes,
said
sir.
It. He created male and female. Is I'm lying, Reverend? Did he create who?
Nah, no,
male
no.
and female.
Male and female.
Is that still the book? Did we
that's
cut that out of the
book,
man? Is it still
no,
the book,
sir.
Man? If he took
it's
it out of the book,
book,
man, I will stop saying it, man. Could I really
mm-hmm.
believe, Reverend, if we just understand God more, if we trust God more, and stop trying to create something, stop trying to change things, and let God be what it was when he made it in the beginning. He created us to what? Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit. Did he create us to change our life? No. The only thing he wanted us to do is to change our worship. You know, because they were worshiping other gods then. They were serving other gods then. You know, they were doing all the things he told them not to do. But I've learned, brother, trusting in God, believing in God, and knowing
mm-hmm.
that he is the creator. Help me, Holy Spirit. And how did I know he's the creator? Because I know that I didn't come up with all my own. I know it took my mother and my father, but it was him, help me, Holy Spirit, that made that came out. Made it out of reality, Reverend. But I want to deal with this eunuch again, Reverend. They were some outcasts, Reverend. Let's look at this eunuch again,
mm-hmm.
Reverend. Let's go do the Roman right quick, if you don't mind. Do the Roman.
Nah.
Expresses something. See, they was taught by the Mosaic law. You know, they were taught
mm-hmm.
what they're supposed to do, and they had to keep it. And they had to keep it because they had a charge, you know what I'm talking about? And so God told them who can be in this circle. And the circle was, at this time, help me, Holy Spirit, was the children of Israel. Anything not born into this family was an outcast, Reverend. Anyone was born outside of this genealogy, that's when you come up with what? The Sanhedrin, you know, they come up and they'll come up and tell who's supposed to be in and out because they help uphold the law, Reverend. They uphold the law so
mm-hmm.
they can tell you what is right and wrong. But watch what the scripture says over here in 23. And what's this? 23 and 1. Look what it says. Deuteronomy, if you know what I meant, Reverend. Deuteronomy. He said, he is wounded, look what it says, in the stone and have a private member cut off. Help me, Holy Spirit. Should not
mm-hmm.
enter into the congregation of the Lord. A bastard should not enter
mm-hmm.
into the congregation of the Lord. Even the 10th generation should not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Is that what's in the book? That's
yes,
what it says. See, their mindset knows that God already told them who can come in his service. But the scripture we just read said what? It seems like it's talking against the word, right, Reverend? But let me tell you how he said
mm-hmm.
it. He told them that because the Amalekites and the Moab should not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even their 10th generation should they not enter into the congregation of the Lord. He said not, he said forever because they met not. Watch this, Reverend. They met not the bread and the water in the ways, even in came forth out of the Egypt and become under the hires against the Balaam, the son of Beor, and at the Mesopotamia to the curse. The
yeah.
Nevertheless, help me, Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, thou Lord, hey, thou God would not hearken of the Balaam. He said, but the Lord God, thou God, turn the curse into the blessing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Only
mm.
God can do that, Doc. You hear what I said? You
yeah.
see how he opened
yeah.
that thing? Only who did that? God can't change nothing. What God does, he can only
that's
work
right.
and what amend it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, let me read
that's
that again.
Right.
He said, God not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Lord thy God loved thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thou should not seek the peace nor the prosperity all the days for thy ever. All the days forever. Remember, I wanted to bring that in because in the third part of that, he was talking about the union. Who about the poor? The private part, Reverend. He said, I don't want them in here. I don't want them in. I don't want them in nowhere in the kingdom. That way, he said, I don't want them in to come in my presence. You know, something, Reverend. But look what they did, Reverend. Because over in Isaiah said something right here. He said, "But thus said the Lord to the union." Now, he said, "This is the thing we got to. I want every believer to understand what I'm saying. That keep my Sabbath. That keep my Sabbath and choose the thing that pleased me and take hold of my covenant. For even them will I give my house within my walls, or what? A place of a name better than the sons and daughters. I will give them everlasting name." Watch this, Reverend. He said, "That should not be cut off." But over here we were saying that if they live, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and they're not in the worshiping, if they're not following me, even talking about the Moab, the people coming out of Egypt, if they still live in the evil, he said, keep them away from me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But if you keep the Sabbath, not just because of the rest, but if you keep the Sabbath and live holy, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, sanctify yourself in the Word of God. When you sanctify yourself in the Word of God, if you read the Word of God, the Word of God will start touching you. Oh, help me, Holy. The Word of God starts speaking to you, Reverend. The Word of God starts telling you you're wrong, Reverend. And the Word of God will tell you, I know you think you're right, but you're wrong, Reverend. Repent. And when he tells us, the Word of God will do this if you start getting into it. It'll start mending you. Yes, it'll start looking at you. It was a time that he told them not going to be there. But now, over here, we read that he told them if they keep the Sabbath, if they keep it and worship it, if they keep in their mind and changing their ways, they can come in. He said, better than that, I'm going to make their name better than the sons and daughters. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, man. I don't need no help with this, man.
Yes,
I'm in the book. Because he said, it will be a memorial. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you come in my house, hey, he said, when you come in, then when you see, people would know that I am God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because you look at these units, I look at them different. See, in that time, Reverend, they'll take their unit. Help me, Holy Spirit. They'll take their unit and they'll put them around their wives. And they concubines, you know, they'll put around them. They knew they ain't gonna touch them, Reverend. They put certain people around them. They, you know, they little rascal might, you know, won't do something, Reverend. So he put them because he can trust them because they don't have the desire of a woman. So put them around them so they can trust them. But it was a time. I don't get, because he got me two things I want to do later on, if God permit, if it be his will. There's some more things I want to add on to. That's why I know it's going to be a series. But I want to kind of stay right here because I want to throw all this at you one time. But this unit could be you and I. You know what I'm talking about? You might not have your foreskin cut, gentlemen. Since you might not be living celibate, you know, you might have all that, you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you something. He said, but live like you know that I'm coming, Reverend. Live in worshiping, Reverend. Praise me, and I'll make a place for you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know where you want to be in the book. Let me just read that anyway, just because I'm there, Reverend. I don't know where you want to be in the book, but I read in the Revelation, Reverend, and I read in Revelation. It said, look what it said, Reverend. He said, "And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defiles." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me. You know what I mean? Revelation 21 and 27. He said, for the sake of the understanding, let me bag up this a little bit, the 21 and 23. Look what it said. In the 12 gates, in the 12 pearls, in every several gate was one pearl. In the streets of the city was pure gold. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they were transparent and glass. I saw no temple there. He said, for the Lord, look, he said, God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. He said, for the glory of God did lit it. Look what he said, right? He said, the Lamb is the light thereof. He said, and the nation of them He said, which are saved, shall walk. Watch this now. In the nation of them which are saved. Watch this now. In the nation of them which are saved, shall walk in the light of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the kings of the earth do bring, watch this right, watch this, the kings now, their glory and honor in, unto it. He said, and the gate of it should not be shut up at all by the days. Help me, Holy Spirit. For there should be no no night there. You with me, Reverend? For there should be no night there. He said, they should bring glory and honor of, he said, of the nation unto it. And they shall in no wise enter into anything that defiles, Reverend. He said, neither whatsoever work abomination of making a lie. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but watch this, Reverend. I'm going to steal the book right here. What is it? He said, but they which are written in the books of life. That's it, Reverend. That's it. They that were written in the book of life. These are the people he's talking about. You want to be in the book of life, my brothers and sisters. You want to be when he judged you, he look at this book here. Because that's what he did with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing, right? He told them that he going to put their name in his walls around the church, and they're gonna remember him. It's gonna be a memorial to him. But the eunuch said, he said, I got a dry up tree. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, what is that dry up spirit? That tree is, Reverend. I can't board no children for you, Lord. I can't do it. I can't do that. I'm castrated, or I'm living. I'm not having sex, Reverend, or Reverend. I will cut off all these things. I can't do it, Reverend. I can't do it. Can I read it again for myself, Reverend? He said they were cut off. He said the tree had been cut off. You know, it dried up, Reverend. Ain't nothing can come out of it, Reverend. You know, in that time when a man and a woman can't have a child, they look down on them, Reverend. They look so down on them. You know what I'm talking about? But God gave them a place. He gave them a place, Reverend. He gave them a place. And this place he gave them is the way that he said, don't pollute it. See, people think because the Sabbath is when you just live rest. You don't know work. That's how we keep telling. And that's true, that how they were doing. But look what the scripture just said, Reverend. He said in verse 6 right here, he said, to be his servant, everyone to keep the Sabbath from polluting him. That's why he said polluting it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, and take hold of my covenant. You got to understand me. If you call yourself as a believer of God, you got to stop leaning onto your own flesh. You got to stop trying to please your own self with your own flesh. You got to look at this thing through God. I know this ain't good. I know a lot of folks probably don't want to hear it, but let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
When you walking with God and you say you're a God-fearing person, you got to start hearing his voice. He tell us what to do. And he's giving us warnings right now while we yet can still hear him. I've been around the church long enough to say you just, long as you got the blood running warm in your veins, help me, Holy Spirit, that you have an opportunity to make it in. But soon, hey, they put you on the cooling boat. When they let the blood run out your veins and all your blood run out down there, you ever been in there and they preparating somebody and they finna lay the rest, right, the remains. And all the blood come out of the Reverend. You're sitting there and they glue your mouth, Reverend. They glue your mouth.
Yeah.
They put makeup on you.
Mm-hmm.
And they put some costume on you, you know, put on you a nice suit, a nice dress on you. Reverend, you land and they roll you up in the middle of the church, some of you, and they put you down and everybody come say wonderful things about you, you know, and tell you, see, that's when it's too late, my brothers and sisters. That's when it's actually too late, you know, talking about, and say, I believe. Now, I believe in that salvation. I believe in God. You need to have a relationship. And once you have the relationship, don't worry about it. Time going to come. Days going to pass by that you're going to get closer and closer. And as you get closer to him, some of the things you used to do, you don't want to do it no more. I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you look at it, I'm talking about when I say things, I'm talking about cause you to sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not saying you ain't going to fall and bust your head. I'm telling you, if you do that, you'll find a way to repent, Reverend. You'll find yourself saying, Lord, forgive me for what I just done. I know you sin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'll be like, David, please don't take that Holy Ghost from me. Don't take your Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. I want you to always be there. So, Reverend, he just didn't leave there. He took it to the strangers, Reverend. He said some that the people look at, they were evildoers, Reverend, but they changed their life, Reverend, and they start walking with them. He said they got a part in the kingdom too, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in the book. Hey, he said, Reverend, they got a part, Reverend. They can come in. They can come in and worship.
Mm-hmm.
They can come in, Reverend. They can come and worship with us and be with us, Reverend. I don't know about you, Reverend. That's why we got to quit trying to say who can come in and can't come and what. You can go out. But I want to tell you one thing about it. If God didn't put his hands in it, if God didn't put his hands around it, we're not doing the right service for the Lord. Only God can add to the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. Only God can add to the church, Reverend. We try our best to add to the church, but let me tell you something. Only God can add. And I've been around just a little while to know that when we try to move before God, it don't last, Reverend. And when we try to move before God, but he told that stranger, he can come in. Help me, Holy Spirit. He told that one that everybody didn't want him around. He can come in, Reverend. He can come in, well, Reverend. He can come in and sup with us. He can worship with us. He can praise with us. Because but one thing he got to do, Reverend, he got to take that Sabbath and live holy.
Yes,
he got to take that covering of the Word of God and use it as a practice, Reverend. He got to use it. Because God said, I'd rather have you, what, Reverend, hot or cold. I don't want you to I don't want you to be lukewarm. I don't want you to be in the middle of it. Because what you're doing, hey, Reverend, you go like the wind. You blow like the wind. That's why he established something when he told us about the summit, Reverend. And I'm pretty much the Reverend. And he told us about the summit. And I love how when he illustrates about the difference between them two people, you know. And the only way you can really understand what he was saying, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
The counsel.
Nor standing in the ways of sinner. He saw no sitting in a seat of the scornful. I'm in Psalm 1, y'all. In Psalm 1, if you didn't know.
Sir.
He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his light, look at it, in his law do he meditate day and night. Let me
meditate.
Tell you, but his delight, that delight means is he's happy, Reverend. He feel pretty good about that. He or she feel pretty good in the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In his law do he meditate day and night. And look what he says, Reverend. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river. Is that right? Water.
That's
bring
right.
it forth
That's right.
his fruit. Bring it forth his fruit. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all.
Yes, sir.
And his what season and his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. But look what he said, the ungodly. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The ungodly, Reverend. That's what he said, the ungodly.
And
I've seen the book.
Yeah.
Or not so.
That's right.
But like a chaff, with the wind drive away. Excuse me for a minute. It was a time when they took that chaff. They took that, when they trying to separate the good wheat from the tare, they'll take that chaff and they fanned it. And when they fanned it, what it'll do, Reverend, it push away the shaft away from it. It'll push away the impurity of that and keep the good stuff,
yes,
Reverend.
Sir.
So they eat the good, and they leave that what's left over to the one so they won't have to steal, Reverend, so they can glean, Reverend, so they can go by and pick it up. But he said, the ungodly is not so, but like a shaft with the wind drive away. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
he said,
sir.
Therefore, the
yes,
ungodly
sir.
Is not standing, he said, let me tell you, therefore the ungodly should not stand in the judgment, help me, Holy Spirit, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Help me, Holy Spirit. So, Reverend, I'll tell you this in passing.
Yes, sir.
I tell you this in passing, Reverend. Reverend, we're living in a time, Reverend, that the word, if it don't tickle your fancy, if you ain't just hollering in the and jumping and going all over the place, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? The word wasn't preached right or taught right, Reverend. We live in a time that we're looking for the sound and the symbols of tingling brass and itchy ear, Reverend. We're looking for someone to make us move, Reverend. I understand we want to move, but let me tell you something. Move to repentance. Because we live in the time and get too close for it, that you'd be so fascinated how somebody sang, so fascinated how somebody poop a little bit. We'd be so fascinated how cosmetic had they conveyed God's word, because when it's all said and done, my brothers and sisters, God's only going to judge you. Help me, husband. He's going to judge your service. And he's going to look at our service. He's going to tell us, what did you do when you had a chance? You know, are you fruitful? Like the one that he said, when we all should be. We should be fruitful. We should be telling somebody about the man of God. We should be telling somebody that the wages of sin is death, but not in a way of condemning them like there's no hope. But Jesus is our hope. We come today to tell you, if you didn't know the Lord before you got on, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, come to Jesus. Accept him as Lord your life. Let him be your Lord. Don't let nobody tell you or nothing. You ain't going to never be nothing. Let me tell you, God can take you if you be willing to repent and come in and allow the word of God to talk to you, not to fascinate your flesh, but to show you God's love. That's what he showed to the human. That's what he showed to the foreigner. He said, there's a place here. He said, my place is a house of prayer, and we should all pray for one another. Quit running each other down and lift one another up. Yeah, you can go somewhere. I can tell you right now, when he talks about that bastard child, the child don't have a parent there with him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's running around doing like he ain't never been taught right, Reverend. Did he run around that he ain't never been told the right way? Some of them act like we so ignorant, but we know we're not ignorant. We just choose what we want to do. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can come. You can come and be saved. You can come and walk with the Lord. It's a process. That's why we say, if you don't do it here, get with somewhere where they're teaching and preaching God's word. That when you come in, there is a conviction there. When you come in, that when you can hear something and apply it to your life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because once you've been delivered, you have to put something there to fill that void. You know, if you was a liar, you need to have the word of God to help you. If you was a whoremonger, you need to have the word of God to help you. If you was a busybody, you need to have the word to help you. If you was a, look right here, if you was a thief, you need to have the word to help you. If you have some problems that you can't keep your eyes off of things, you need to have the word to help you. This is what the word does. It's not to make you feel like you're just the weakest thing ever, but I'm going to tell you, it builds you up to say, one day, I
yes,
want you to tell somebody, I used to be. Now I'm better now.
Yes, sir.
I used to be.
Yes, sir.
Now I can see better
yes,
now.
Sir.
I used to be.
Yes, sir.
You know, some of us don't think we were X something. Yeah, you X, we all X
come on,
something.
Man.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
We all X something. My X might be different from your X, but I know we all X something. I'm glad I'm an X
something.
Now I can tell you that God has raised me from my sins. Allow me to see his light. I know what that scripture says about it. Because you get close to God, he will visit you like he did John on the island of Patmos. He will come to you, show you. He, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He will come show you something. Because I believe once you get it in fellowship, God going to come to you. He going to come to you. So help me, God. He going to show you a vision. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Especially if he calls you. He's going to come to you and he's going to speak to you and let you know that he's well pleased with the service. I thank God for the message.
Yes, sir.
I thank him for what he bestowed on us this morning. I asked if it was something was said that you didn't understand, that we would try our best to try to convey it back over. If something we missed, you know, that you might want to even enlighten us on, that you can come and enlighten us a little more about. But I want to tell you, if it be God's will, help me, Holy Spirit. If it be God's will, there's more to the story with this unit that I want to touch. There's more with the story with the unit. If it be God's will, we'll try to put a little bit more to it tomorrow. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Man, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank God for the word today. Thank you, Lord. Man, I barely got words, Rev. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy.
What'd you say, Rev?
Barely got words. But, you know, but speaking about that Sabbath. And Oh, hallelujah. Blessing of it if we don't pollute it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God today for his attendance and for how his Holy Spirit blessed us. Thank you, dear. Holy Spirit that kept us, Holy Spirit that taught us. That, just like the song it said, let the power of the Holy Ghost
rain
on me. And that's what God did today. We thank him for it. When you come to service expecting God to do something, oh, hallelujah, in that praying that you can receive and you can follow as the teacher go through, hallelujah, hallelujah. if you don't concentrate on being a spectator, but you become expectant. you know, some people try to pick apart what might have been missed. Hallelujah. But if you come praying, God will provide all that you are seeking for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A pleasure. All kinds of help. All kinds of help. Genesis 41:46-57.
Right.
Said,
right.
Joseph, in as much as God has shown you all this, there is one as discerning, as wise as you. Compassion offers whatever is necessary to heal. Compassion offers. And that's where God is. He's a covenant God, and with his compassion, though we deserve justice, but in his mercy, though even in his rebukes, it's still mercy in his rebukes. Oh, hallelujah. He let you know every son that he chastised, he loved it. So if the lesson whoop you up sometimes, it's still love in it, because he's showing you how you can correct it, that you can receive what he has. Oh, he's coming, and his reward is with him. That's why he told you, but blessed is the man that walketh out of the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, hallelujah. Just trying to be godly. Oh, hallelujah. This lesson should have blessed your heart today. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. I don't want to say too much, Reverend, because I want them to concentrate on it. Yes, sir.
Reverend, you know what know what's next, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's next.
Yes,
oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for the Spirit. We thank you for the understanding of your love and what you have for your children, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the word we believe that you have spoken, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Aunt Martha, for the nugget that she sent. We thank you for Reverend as he come in, Lord, and knowing that, Father God, that your presence is here, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for it, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the scriptures has been written, Lord. We know a lot of people don't touch these scriptures, Lord. We know a lot of people don't teach and preach these kind of scriptures. But, Lord, you know you put in your word, Lord, that we need to teach the whole Bible, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. If we try to teach and preach your whole Bible, Lord, that we show man that it is a place in the Bible, maybe them, Lord, or us, Lord, that we can change our ways of living, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for the writing of the Bible word, Lord, as we meditate on it, Lord. And we, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, that if it was someone over here didn't understand, Lord, touch them, Lord, that they receive our word, Lord, and apply it to their life, Lord. That we try to sanctify ourselves in your word, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for God's plan. Thank you, Father God, for the ones who came out, and the ones especially, Lord, that do it faithfully, Lord, that they come in, Lord, and they shine in, Lord. Maybe all of this never hit the one button, but, Lord, we know, Father God, you know what's in the heart of the people, Lord. So we thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We ask you, Father God, keep them with strength, Lord. Put strength there, Lord, that we walk in and we try to do your will, Lord. And we try to do your will, not our will, but thy will. Lord, when people hear us, they hear you, Lord, and they run to you, not run to us, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, if we believe in the citizen, we're repentance as well, Lord. If it's something we see that wasn't understood, Lord, let the spirit of yours touch him again, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. Lord, if it be your will for us to see tomorrow, and we have this opportunity to present the word again, Lord, give us strength, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus. Old Kentucky hillbilly, that's all we know what to say when you get in something like this. Wow, I am enjoying the presence of the Lord.
Come on, Reverend.
You know, it's kind of like, how many have ever heard of Jaron Davis? Anybody ever heard of Jaron Davis? I think one of my favorite songs written was Holy Ground, the first verse. As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence. And I knew this was the place, Brother Simba, where his love abounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For this is the temple. Jehovah God abides here. I know we're the temple, but I'm going to tell you what, I could feel the presence of the Lord when we walked in this place.
Yes, we can.
We are standing.
Yes, sir.
On holy ground. You know it. Sing it with me. And I know that there are angels.
Thank you, sir.
So let us praise, let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing on holy ground.
Yes.
I like the second verse too.
Look at the rest.
Seeing his presence.
Yeah.
There is joy. It's beyond all measure. And that his feet on our knees, a peace of mind, it can still be found. It can still be found. I like this. He said, if you have a need, my child, I'll always have for you an answer. Boy, aren't you glad of that today? All you have to do is return and claim it. For child, you're standing right here on the hook.
Jesus.
There was a woman in the service.
Lord,
you gotta be really in the spirit to understand that.
That was speaking in other tongues.
Yeah, help me on the spirit.
Praying in the spirit.
Yes.
Lord, your will be done.
Yes,
what do you do with it, God?
Yes,
what do you do?
All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul.
Yeah.
I said, I know that feeling.
It
overflows. Now when the Lord comes,
this gonna come, right?
Let the Spirit have His way. You'll feel better now when the Lord comes,
He's gonna come too.
Let the Spirit have His way. You feel better tomorrow than you feel. Your chains will be broken.
Yeah.
Oh, love, that's how it goes. I know that feeling. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I know that feeling. They try to put your hands down, but your feet start moving. I know that feeling. You try to hold your feet, but your hands go up. I know that feeling. It overflows.
Hey, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Brother,
mm-hmm.
let's lift up our brother in prayer by his song.
In the name of Jesus.
And then
yes,
we can go, end it after your prayer. Let's lift our brother up.
Mm-hmm.
Our brother. He's on.
Ellis.
Let's lift him and his family up.
Thank you.
Let's lift him up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven. Lord, we come asking you, Father God, with supplication, lifting up, Father God, our loved one. Oh, hallelujah. Look on this family, Father. Give them,
yes,
Father God, what you know that they need better than we, Father God. Their special needs,
yes,
Father,
yes,
we ask, whether it be strength or understanding or comfort or questions answered, Father. Give, Father God, give this to them, Father God.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
We ask for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. But,
yes,
Father God, we
Jesus,
don't want to tell you how to do your business. Hallelujah. But in other words, let your will be done in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But, Father God, as we understand your will, Father God, hallelujah, give comfort, give us strength, Father, as we understand,
yes,
as we try to see the way that you're working. Give us the faith, hallelujah, that
yes.
and to know that everything is in your hands, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
some may not understand how you're moving, Lord, but hallelujah. Bless us, hallelujah. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for an opportunity that you give us that we can come to you and tell you all about it. Oh, you already know all about it, but we can come and
yes,
confess
Lord.
With our mouth that you reign,
yes.
that you rule, that you provide,
yes,
that you heal,
yes.
that you deliver, that you can speak life, that you can bring life back unto yourself, that you can transition through death, that we may continue in your glory,
yes.
even in your rest. In the name of Jesus, Father,
yes.
we know that you have it all in control, so we come, Father,
yes.
to you asking, Father God, hallelujah,
yes.
asking you, Father God, have mercy. Oh, hallelujah,
yes.
bless us with understanding in
yes.
your move, your will, and your way. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know, he might... wanted to say something, because I think he did. But he fell off. I don't know if you want to do it. All you got to do is hit the one button
yeah.
again, Rev, if you want to. If not, you know, we understand. We in prayer with your brother.
Yeah, he back on.
We in prayer. Yeah, I see that.
He back on.
Yeah, we
yeah.
just thank
yeah. praise God.
Yeah, we just thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. And the song was going through, and the Lord put in my heart that I'm not saying you're the only one probably going through, but you came across my mind. I was just looking at your number, my brother.
Yeah.
I want you to know that we in prayer with you, man. We in prayer with you, you know, and we, just like Reverend said in the prayer, Lord, we're not trying to tell you what to do, but if it's your will,
yes,
Lord, you know, if it's your will, Lord, you know,
man,
and I know we can say some things, you know, but we never want to move out of God's will, you know, and we thank
that's
you,
good,
man.
Lord.
We thank you. We thank you for your prayers for us, because we need your prayers, you know, and then when you're doing this kind of ministry, you know, you have a lot of critics, you know, so we're not living the day when Jesus got persecuted, but we're living the day that they assassinate your character, but we want
yes,
to thank
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we thank you. If it be God's will, family, we'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.